It's time for Under Your Home with DryZone. DryZone in Milton, Delaware, your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at DryZone. 888-617-0363 or online at dryzone.com/the duck.
Good morning, folks. This is Bill Anderson with Under Your Home with DryZone. And every single Sunday we get on the show, I just want to say, good morning, Vietnam. My daughter was watching that the last couple of weeks. And she's like 12. It's kind of hard to keep her. Yeah. Robin Williams is fairly tame from what's out here nowadays. So
yeah, it is a good movie, too.
It is a good movie. Very good movie. Jason, you've seen it, haven't you?
Yeah, a long time ago.
It ain't been that long ago, Jason.
Oh, yeah. But it's been a while.
The 20s was a long time ago. Well, listen, folks, last week we had talked about the fact that we wanted to get to some of your letters. We haven't done it a while, and I'd like to actually get through a few of those things. So I'll tell you what, let me go ahead and actually give those numbers out. Our website is dryzone.com or www, which stands for World Wide Web, dot dryzone. Yeah, it does. www.dryzone.com. You can reach us locally on the phone at 302-684-5034, or our toll-free number is, it's real easy to remember, it's 855-DRYZONE. You can also email me questions at bill@dryzone.com. So Brad, last week when we said we were going to do this, I decided I was going to let you read some of the letters because you have the Casey Kasem voice.
Oh geez, yeah. My mother has always told me that I should have went to radio because I have a really funny radio voice. So
no, it's because you're ugly, Brad.
It's because I'm ugly.
It's because you're ugly, Brad.
I think there's a lot of ladies in Delmarva that disagree with you, but that's just me. okay. Okay, totally off subject. Now I'm being put on the spot, so let's read the first. I'll read the first one in normal voice. So, the first one comes from a guy named John, and he lives in Bethany Beach. And he says that he has, or excuse me, it actually says that he has his vacation home in Bethany Beach, and says that he has a smell coming from it that is like a cat pee smell, and he wants to know what we can do about that.
We've definitely talked about this before in the past. Mm-hmm. So that cat pee smell basically is the urea in the insulation.
Gotcha.
Right?
Yeah.
And we talked about that a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So when that insulation gets wet, basically the ammonia inside the urea activates, or whatever it is you want to call it, and it smells like cat pee. So the biggest thing is you got to keep the insulation dry, which means you have to keep the crawl space dry. So we simply block off the vents. We normally put down the appropriate vapor barrier, let me put it that way, because let's put you guys on the spot. Let's see how much you guys know. There's actually 4 steps to fixing a crawl space. Does anybody know them?
I know this one, but I don't know. Does Jason know it?
Let's see.
If I want to bail them out.
What's step number one?
That's attack number one. First of all, you have to address any water problem, any standing water problem that is in the crawl space.
Correct. You have to address the water seepage, which in sometimes, especially if you're near the beach, it could be the tide. Sometimes we pump the tide. It could be when it's raining, water seeks its lowest level. And sometimes we just have, like I said, the high water table. So that's always step one. Brad, what's step number two?
Step two is locking up the bad air. Or
basically,
step three.
Well, that's
I think that's step three, actually.
It is.
Encapsulating would be basically sealing out the moisture from the ground.
We isolate the dirt. We isolate the earth from the home. Yeah, that's the step number two, which, you know, like I said, that's when you start talking about your vapor barriers mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
And then, of course, step three is blocking out the bad air. Basically, you seal the vents. You put a nice airtight door on there. I don't know if people realize, but those sheet metal doors that you get on your house, essentially good for one thing.
Keeping out cats
and other critters. That's about it. They rattle like anything you've ever heard in a windstorm. And I've seen a lot of people that have their crawl space entrance like underneath their bedroom. That'll wake you up. It'll definitely rattle. And it's letting air in, a lot of air leakage through those, so they're not the best things in the world. That's why they're so cheap. So you get a good, nice, airtight door.
Yep, $20 actually. I don't know how much they are.
Actually, I think they're $18 as the last one I bought. Yeah, they're very cheap.
Yeah. Right, well, you gotta spend $2 in gas. Well, $2 in gas, I guess, gets you across the street nowadays.
Moped, maybe, yeah, exactly. But anyway, so they're very inexpensive, and that's kind of the reason why they don't really do much for your overall solution. Then your fourth step is going to be dehumidification, the conditioning the air, which what we use is a dehumidifier and air purifier. So it actually scrubs the air from mold particles and insect allergens and things like that.
Yeah, and the nice part is, folks, we actually have several different dehumidifiers that we use, right? Mm-hmm. We have a dehumidifier for no matter where we're at. We have the Crawlosphere. We have our Sandy Dry CSBs. We have the Sandy Dry Minis. We have a Sandy Dry CX. We also have a Sandy Dry XP, which is like an upright model. Mm-hmm. So, you know, depending on the square footage of your home, we have the appropriate type of dehumidifier. Most companies come into your home, they went to Lowe's and they bought a 50-piner.
Yeah.
Or they went online and they just got an EBAC or whatever.
They have something that's not appropriate for the size necessarily.
Well, and they just put one in there. I went into a house where these folks had like a 30-pint EBAC dehumidifier in their basement.
Mm-hmm.
Basement was like 3,500 square feet. It was massive. I mean, this thing was like ungodly big. And I'm like, kind of curves around, and he's just like, well, a guy told me it would work. And I'm like, yeah, when everything you sell is a hammer, everything's a nail. So, you know, you definitely want to be careful about the dehumidification, how it's dehumidifies. And without the dehumidifier, a lot of times even the encapsulation systems won't work.
Right.
Like, I'll sell a homeowner a dehumidifier without the encapsulation, but I won't sell the encapsulation without the dehumidifier unless I know the HVAC company that truly is trying to help condition that space with conditioned air. Because, and even then, I'm not a big fan of it. But the whole idea is cold air cannot hold as much moisture as warm air. Does anybody know that term?
I did. Used to know it. Yeah. You told me. And I completely...
It's called psychometrics.
Thank you. I know you squeeze the water bottle every time you do it.
Yes. And, you know, it really is. Like, if you take a water bottle, just like air's like everything else, when it gets cold, it contracts. So when the air contracts, water's coming out of it. So the actual, the mathematical phrase is, for every degree that the temperature goes down, the humidity rises 2.2%. So let's do a little bit of math. If you have a 80 degree crawl space that is 80% relative humidity, and let's face it, in Delaware and Maryland,
that's kind of normal.
DE and MD, right? That's that's very normal in the summertime. Would you agree, Jason?
I agree 100% on that.
So if the temperature goes down 10 degrees, how much does the humidity rise?
Times
2.22%.
22%, right?
Which is up over 100, which is rain.
Which is up over 100. You can't get more than 100 in the air. Like, everybody says they're going to give me 110%. Well, you can't get 110% of water in the atmosphere, right? 100% is saturation.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, at that point, we're technically oversaturation, which means we can make it rain.
Yep.
Right? I mean, that's exactly...
I've been rained on once or twice in a crawl space. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know, it's funny because, like, condensation is really rain on a global scale. When we're sitting there listening to the weather in the morning, you see the great big red ribbon coming out of the south, right? You see the great big blue ribbon that comes out of the north. Where those two meet, that's where you get your thunderstorms, right?
Yep.
As a matter of fact, they actually alternate red, blue, red, blue, red, blue, red, really red, blue, right there along that front. So, you know, going back to what'd you say was John? His original question is, if you can keep that space dry by simply taking care of those four steps to fix a crawl space, then you can stop the cat pee smell, which doesn't necessarily mean you have to remove the insulation. A lot of our homeowners, we don't remove it. It's just once it's dry, that ammonia is not activating and you don't get that smell anymore.
And I think at this point, Bill, we need to emphasize to our listeners that we have the products for the specific problems that we're trying to solve. We don't have just one generic product to use. We can design a system that is particularly geared toward that particular house and that particular problem.
Okay, let's give this a shot. My cheesy radio voice that everybody seems to love, I don't know if it'll translate too well actually on the air, so forgive me if it doesn't, but our next letter comes to us from Sue out of Rehoboth Beach. She has a door that does not open and close, and she noticed a crack down in her crawl space on the outside of her wall. So Sue, we'll go ahead and take care of that now. Bill, over to you.
Yeah,
I said it was cheesy.
That's actually
a little
pretty
loud, probably too. Yeah, sorry.
Basically, the whole premise is she didn't really say if the crack was horizontal or vertical in the letter. Okay?
Yeah, unfortunately not. I'm guessing if a door doesn't shut, probably going to be a vertical crack. It could be horizontal, but the ones that I've seen where the doors and windows have problems or they get stuck, generally a sinking in the corner or something like that.
Basically, here's the deal. There's a myriad of things that could have went wrong there.
Right.
Okay. And that's why, like, folks definitely try to be as specific as you can with your questions, because is it the front door? Is it the back door? Well, that could definitely relate to a foundation problem. If it's a, like in your house, Jason, the one down at Bethany Beach, your foundation crack was actually pushing on a girder, right?
Correct.
Which could have actually made one of the middle doors mess up, So you want to be real careful about houses are these really cool things. You know, I never thought I would like engineering. I hated math in school.
Mm-hmm.
When we look at a house, as one thing moves, so many other things can. Like, I'll talk to homeowners and I try to use as many normal day analogies as I can, because I'm going to tell you now, folks, the stuff that we talk about, it's complicated. I mean, there's, you know, you talk about axial compressions and different loads and ascending and descending weight. Like, a house, it's easier to make things move when it's descending than rather when it's ascending. And the energy that translate within the home, you got to start using all these different math equations. Like, for our helical piers, it's like QU equals, I don't know, XJYPM47, whatever. What I try to talk to homeowners about is, folks, when you have a nice straight bed sheet, you tug on one corner of it, it messes up the whole thing. Well, your foundation can do the exact same thing. All you got to do is just figure out really what's causing all the other little problems in a house. And it is very similar to being like a little house detective, because I'll get called in for a problem on this wall, on an outside wall. And like I said, just like in your house in Bethany, Jason. Or Dewey, I'm sorry, rather. If it really went unnoticed, it could have created issues on the other side of the home.
Very much so.
And if your wall was finished, you never would have known that happened.
That's correct.
Right? So you do. You just can't sit there and say, well, I think it's funny because, Brad, you always get the, for some reason, you always get the FlexiSpan cracks in our company.
Yeah, it's weird. I have weird luck with that, yeah.
Well, people will call us up and they'll say, well, you know, we have a crack in our foundation. And they'll say, well, I had a contractor come out and they said that if we put a French drain in, the crack will go away. And I didn't know that by putting in a drain
on the floor
4 feet below the crack, that's going to solve the problem. You know, it just doesn't work that way. So,
well, that's an analogy I like to use. I don't know if it's necessarily an analogy, but this lady that in particular that you mentioned, that it brings up, I want to say I saw her a couple weeks ago. She called me out because she had a floor-to-ceiling crack. I looked at it clear as day. It's our FlexiSpan product. And basically what this is a big stretchable flexi cover that goes on the crack that allows it travel down the back to a French drain or to a drainage system, something like that. That's really the dumbed-down, shortened version of it. But however, I looked at it and within half a second could tell it was a FlexiSpan crack. I mean, that's what it looks like. You see it the same every time. Not to mention someone had tried to repair it at some point and done it improperly and it was still leaking. There's other companies went in there and they wanted to put drain pipes in the floor, which, yes, does help with water management, but it's going to do nothing if the pressure builds up and you get like this little squirt gun leak jumps the drain, essentially. It's still going to get wet and she's going to end up calling this company. I call it peeing out the wall.
That's, yeah, didn't Fonzie do that? Wasn't that called like jumping the shark or whatever back in the days?
Something like that, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things that if the pressure builds up and it gets a little pinhole crack, it's going to squirt out basically like a little squirt gun, like a little fountain. It's going to jump your drain, and your drain's useless at that point. So why not put something where if that happens, it's going to hit the back of something immediately, like our FlexiSpan product, and go straight down into your drain. You don't have to worry about your finished space getting wet again.
All right. Well, Brad, listen, it's actually about time for break. I actually want to hear your radio voice again, so I'm going to let you take us to break, and then I'm going to have you bring us back for break, and then we'll get you finish the show in your voice. So.
Oh, geez.
So now your mom would be proud. Her little baby boy's on the radio.
I'm going to get her a copy of the show. She'll be happy. All right. Hang on. I got to psych myself up.
Okay. Why don't you give us our names and numbers first, though?
Okay. So thank you for listening to Under Your Home with the Dry Zone. We are here with Bill, Jason, and Brad. The toll-free number is 855-DRYZONE. The local number, 302-684-5034. And then you can always reach us online at www.dryzone.com.
Jason's over there having a heart attack.
I told you it was cheesy, but it's fun for me. I get to listen to it on the way home.
Folks, we'll be back. Thank you.
It's dark and dank, filled with mold and mildew. And there are creatures crawling, creeping.
Do you want to cut energy costs and save up to 20% on your heating bill each month? Let DryZone show you how. DryZone will install a clean space encapsulation system in your crawl space and save you money. When your crawl space is encapsulated by DryZone, your heating system won't work so hard. Your tile and hardwood floors won't be cold. And your crawl space becomes great for storage. DryZone offers interest-free financing for 18 months.
855-DryZone or online at DryZone.com.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. How much do you get paid per hour? You know, that's just about what you'll save by going to Easton Hardware, 303 North Washington Street in Easton, instead of one of those cavernous discount stores. What would you rather spend your time doing? Looking for your supplies or actually working on your project? At Easton Hardware, you'll park a few steps away from the door. Not way down there. You'll go inside, ask for what you need, and quickly be shown all the items to complete your successful do-it-yourself project. Not wandering hopelessly lost in aisles of stuff, trying to guess if you picked out the part that will fit your pieces. When you subtract the frustration of trying to look for the supplies you need, subtract the extra time, guess what? It all adds up the savings of both your patience and your pocket. Spend time on your project, not on the supplies, at the real savings place, Easton Hardware. Easton Hardware, 303 North Washington Street in Easton.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys, you going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor, or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
Do you work with or are you a member of an organization that provides employment information or job referrals? Any organization that regularly distributes employment information to job seekers or refers candidates to employers is eligible to receive information about our job vacancies. To be contacted when we have jobs available, contact Beverly Jones by mail, P.O. Box 237, Cambridge, Maryland 21613. Fax at 410-228-0130 or by email at bjones211@comcast.net. You will then receive periodic announcements of jobs at our stations. MTS Broadcasting LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
Here's a thought for businesses. If the sky began to fall right now, you'd hear about it right now on the radio. Tomorrow you'd read about it as history in the paper. Hi, this is account executive Kirsten Stromer of MTS Broadcasting, radio advertising. It's timely, it's frequent, it's in your home, in your car, in your office, on the beach, it's everywhere. And it's cost effective. Let me put the power of radio to work for you. Call me at 410-228-4800 or click sales on our homepage at mtslive.com.
And welcome back, folks. We're here on Under Your Home in the Dry Zone. Today, joined by Bill Anderson, Jason Harmon, and myself, Brad Wozlevec. We will be talking today about some letters that you have sent in. We do appreciate that, and please continue to send them in. The proper means to get those in would be either www.dryzone.com, or you can send them by email form directly to Bill. The email address is bill@dryzone.com. And we're all laughing because it's funny. Come on, you know you're laughing at home.
You got to be happy at 6:30 in the morning.
Of course. So. Yeah, what's the point? And like I said on the last couple shows, I pound Monster and Amp energy drinks like they're going out of style. So I'm pretty amped up right now and I'm shaking. So it's not good. I don't recommend it for the kids at home. But again, if your kids are up at 6:30 in the morning, you know, probably something wrong there too. So
yeah, my daughter's not up. I can tell you right now. Yeah. It's just not happening. So Brad, why don't we go ahead and...
All right, next letter.
In our big boy voice.
In our big boy, in our regular voice.
In our regular voice,
because I'm getting a little tired because you kept adjusting the levels on the mic there. So
I don't know how much more
how much more we could take.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, we got a few. My mom will be proud. So, yeah, our next letter comes to us from Shane.
I don't think she's actually going to be proud, Brad.
Probably
I think she's going to be shameful. But
our next letter comes to us from a man named Shane. He lives in Crisfield, and his question is, my basement has a crack in the center of the floor that leaks water sometimes. Is there any solution that you can help with?
Put a box on it. I think that's what a lot of people do, though.
A lot of people, yeah, they squirt some, that epoxy coating. Some people use that. FYI, that will crack eventually, if not immediately. So
yeah, they'll take plumber's putty and just kind of shove it in.
Just sort of fill it in. Basically, what you have here is it's something we're going to use big words again. It's called hydrostatic pressure.
I.e.,
there's pressure up underneath your house. It's kind of like a boat being in the water. Buoyancy is really a good word for it. If you think of the ground, the soils as the water where your house would be the boat, it's constantly trying to force your house out of the ground because it's not supposed to be there, essentially. That's how boats stay afloat.
You know, Jason and I were in, like I said, a few weeks ago, we were talking to some real estate agents when we were doing a continuing education course.
Mm-hmm.
And I had brought something up that day. I don't think people got it until I actually said it. I don't know if you were actually paying attention, Jason, when I said it or not. But basically, in Louisiana, right down on the bayou, right?
We
have to bury our people
above ground. Yeah.
You know why?
Because they'll pop right out of the ground.
They'll pop right out of the ground when the tide rises.
Hydrostatic pressure.
So, yeah. I mean, that's like you said. I mean, that's what keeps boats afloat.
What you think about is there's high pressure and there's low pressure. It always wants to go from more to less is what we're going for. So you got all this pressure outside the earth with the saturated water. And whatnot wants to get into the lesser space, which is inside your house.
It equalizes.
It's going to find a place, and if it doesn't find a place, it will create a place to leak. The center of your floor, pretty much, that's probably going to be the weakest part if that's where the crack is. So it comes up. Basically, what we do is we put a lateral or a cross connect or something like that. We run into a sump pump. We basically treat it just like if the crack was at the edge of the wall. We cut the section of floor open. We put a piece of pipe in there, concrete back over, so you have a nice solid basement floor again, and then we take that to a sump pump that pumps it out. Ideally, you probably should get the perimeter drainage edge as well, just because if it leaks in the middle, eventually it's probably going to leak on the edge. But it's a very, when you think about it, simple solution to a problem that is going to create possible foundation issues in the future. So definitely one of those nip it in the bud situations there.
Sure. Most people don't realize, and you know, it's sad because I was meeting with a homeowner, I guess about a week ago, and the house wasn't that old.
Mm-hmm.
And this was actually, it's a state trooper, right? I don't know if he's a state trooper or just a regular town cop or not, but it was a house that Bert sold's friend. And went down there and I looked at it, and he had two fairly significant cracks. One was leaking, one wasn't. And we talked about on the one that wasn't leaking, putting a crack monitor on it. And we will put crack monitors on homes just to show people, listen, you know, if it is moving or not. It gives you at least a real understanding if something is moving. Mm-hmm. I guess that's the easiest way to explain it. We started talking about the French drains and everything else. And he was like, well, Billy, because I told him we talked about FlexiSpan on the one crack. And he was like, well, he said, what's going to happen with water? I'm like, well, basically it's channeled down through the FlexiSpan underneath your floor. And we're just going to simply put it back down into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Or into the drainage system you have. And I said, besides that, you should have gray stone, you know, like crush and run or 57 stone or whatever underneath your slab anyway. And he was like, Billy, I'm telling you right now, the builder who built my house built the same everybody else in the development. He's out of business. Every house in here was built horrible. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. However, I saw a lot of shortcuts anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I opened up his sump pump. We had went where the corrugated pipe was coming out. I actually reached into his corrugated pipe. It was completely solid with mud.
Oh, wow.
The house was only 3 years old.
Well, no wonder.
The French drain was completely solid. So I told him that the only way I could really be sure if they actually had the gravel underneath there was open up the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Or I said, listen, you know, let's not really just mess around with this. I'm like, here's the deal. We sell a product called WaterGuard. It sits on top of the footer. It doesn't sit down in the dirt. Obviously, that this pipe that's been sitting down in the dirt for only a few short years is now completely clogged up. I mean, this is a heart attack for your French drain. No other way to put it. It's clogged. So I explained to him the benefits of having WaterGuard, that it has the cleanouts, that it takes care of the wall issues, it also takes care of the floor issues, because he was asking me about the little foam blue strip,
mm-hmm,
that was around the basement floor. And I told him that was meant to be a French drain.
Well, you know what that is. When they pour the concrete, that's the spacer is all that really is. And then sometimes they pull it out, sometimes they cut it out, sometimes they melt it with acid is what I've heard.
Well, no. What happens is that foam, they used to use diesel fuel.
Diesel fuel, even worse.
They don't do it anymore with diesel fuel because it combusts. So now they actually use kerosene. That's the easiest way to get it out of there. However, I told him, I'm like, so show me this sump pump again. And he's like, it's right here. I'm like, so how's this French drain going to get into the sump pump? And he was like, oh, dang. Well, he said a little bit worse than I did, but he was like, oh, dang it. He said the seven deadly words in the radio, all seven of them at once. It was pretty bad. He was pretty mad. And I'm like, you know, look, here's the deal. It was never meant to be anything more than what it was. So don't worry about it, because it can't. It's physically the least efficient gutter system I've ever seen. So don't worry about it.
Mm.
It needs to go away anyway. We talked about it. We showed him an appropriate drain. We talked to him about the different sump pumps. And we're talking to him about a triple safe sump pump in one corner and a super sump in the other. Because the triple safe is simply three different sump pumps inside this one container. You have two that are run by electricity, one by a battery backup. So I know it's not really a word, but it's one of those pumps that can never not fail. He's actually hooking those sump pumps up to his security system. So if he's away on vacation or whatever, alarm guard or whatever he has, it's going to notify somebody that there's a problem.
Yeah, if the pumps fail, then he'll get an alarm, just like if if your window breaks or something like that. Exactly.
Exactly. It's one of those things that it just makes sense to put the appropriate amount of sump pumps in there. You know, they're battery backed up. They're never going to not fail.
Mm-hmm.
And zero problems for the homeowner in the future.
It's peace of mind.
It's peace of mind. And it wasn't an arm and a leg, you know. I mean, he had other companies out there that were even a lot more expensive because they wanted to pump bentonite on the outside of their home. They said that we're going to waterproof it from the outside because that's one of our big things we talk to homeowners about, right? Is when we waterproof from the outside, which we can do, we have the ability to do that. I like digging with my excavator. It's a lot of fun. That's big boys' toys, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have porches and when you have sun rooms and you have additions, you just can't go digging underneath it because they'll fall down.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things that as long as we use the appropriate amount of waterproofing, then you're good to go. So I think we only have maybe about 5 or 6 more minutes left in the show, Brad. I'm assuming we don't have time for for another letter.
Yeah, I shut my phone off a while back. So,
okay. So yeah, you know, I just kind of want to beat into everybody's head, and I always talk about it and talk about it and talk, mm-hmm, about it, is, you know, when you call Dry Zone, what you're going to expect to see, what you should have from us, and then
I definitely suggest that the three letters that we read, John, Sue, and Shane, if you're still having those issues, definitely call us because we can get out there. It's a free inspection. It's not going to hurt anything to have us take a look. And you can get those at, or you can get a hold of us at toll free at 855-DRYZONE, locally at 302-684-5034. And then, of course, if you have any more letters, any more concerns or anything like that that you just would rather just write down, if you have a quick second, it's either dryzone.com. You can get a hold of us through there, or bill@dryzone.com is an email address.
All right. And Jason, I definitely want to plug again what you're doing with real estate agents. And like I said, what we do with engineers and everybody else. I mean, if you're a real estate agent on Delmarva, give us your spiel there, guy.
Okay. Yeah. Education is a big thing as far as I'm concerned. And if we can educate the public and the people that are dealing directly with selling these houses, we're one step ahead of the game. And not only will I do this for real estate agents and engineers, but also I will do a program for civic organizations, Lions Clubs, Kiwanis, whatever, Moose, whatever it is. And I can tailor a program depending on what time, amount of time that you want to give me, from 15 minutes to 3 hours and anything in between.
And really not even just the time length, but the actual content too.
Correct.
You know, if we go to, you know, we'll do home, I mean, we've done homeowner association presentations, and we can tailor. If you all have crawl spaces in your house, or you're having, you know, some moldy issues, or you're having, if you have basements and it seems like around all the forms where they poured the joints, they leak, we can simply tailor it just towards that too. So, I mean, no matter really what's going on, any concerns or questions that you have, we can definitely, you know, make sure that all those are addressed.
Correct.
And then, Brad, I know you're a member of a lot of the Chambers of Commerce's.
I mean, we'd kind of joined up at the wrong time of the year, unfortunately, for us, because we were getting super, super busy. I didn't have time to really participate. But, you know, lately we've expanded a bit, and I've got more time to do things like that, which I really do enjoy. But, yeah, I met a senator not long ago. Lieutenant Governor, I think, was in. They always bring some sort of local politician. Well, I shouldn't say local, because they're obviously U.S. senators and big wigs. But
they're local U.S. senators.
Well, no, like, one was Tom Carper. He was actually in the U.S.
That's what I'm saying. He's a Delaware U.S. senator. Yes.
He's the Delaware representative.
The Michigan senator's not coming down.
Right. And that was, you know, really cool things. The first one I ever did was quite a while back. Chip Flowers, the treasurer for the state of Delaware, was in.
I went with you on that one.
You were there on that one. Exactly.
He speaks very well.
He's
very impressed.
I think he's Harvard educated. I mean, it was neat. So you go to these little luncheon meet and greet type things. They have someone come and speak. They're really neat. So I do enjoy the Chamber of Commerce. Definitely plug them. I'm a member of both Milton Chamber of Commerce and the Dewey Rehoboth Chamber of Commerce.
And you actually also go do all those ribbon cuttings.
Ribbon cuttings are a lot of fun. Basically, it just has nothing to do with our business sometimes, but it's just there to meet and greet and network. But we cut the ribbon, we take a picture, you know, shake hands, hand out business cards, and it's a lot of fun. It's a way to get us out there. A lot of times people, they don't necessarily know that there's a problem or don't necessarily know how to fix a problem. And they're like, oh, remember that guy I met? He might be able to help. And that's really all it takes sometimes, you know, get the awareness out there.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, the whole thing is I hate companies that aren't involved in their community.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, because I've told you before, like, the biggest fear in life I have is some homeowner calling us up on the radio station and saying, you messed up my home. And that's the reason why we take so many steps to make sure that we have the, like, Heather, our quality assurance manager. She has these whole lists of things that have to be done before the house is stamped off and done. So, so that way you guys don't have to worry about getting...
Exactly.
You know, embarrassed in front of the community because we know that all of our homeowners are taken care of and they're taken care of right.
Another nice thing, too, I do as a designer is I like to go out as often as I possibly can to the house after the job's done. So the foreman does his job, the crew and all that, they do their job, they do a final inspection, then I go out a lot of the times to do a final inspection. So it's like a double quality control. It's actually really nice.
Well, yeah, and then our service guys go out there,
right,
our production managers out there, so there's a lot of eyes on your project. So.
Right, and it's, I mean, if there's something that somebody doesn't quite catch, somebody else is going to catch it, and that doesn't happen that often, but when it does happen, we're able to fix it right away.
Well, let's face it, I mean, we're all human, so
yeah.
You know, we're all going to find our own little things that we see, and that's the reason why we charge the way we do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why you have the warranties the way you do, because there's more than just chucking a truck coming out there. Not that there's anything wrong with chucking a truck, other than the fact that you shouldn't be in your home. Well, there's more eyes looking at your project to make sure everything's done correctly.
Right.
So, well, folks, I think it's about that time to go.
Yeah.
So why don't we go ahead and give out our numbers one more time.
One more time. Okay. Again, you can reach us toll-free, 855-DRYZONE. The local number is 302-684-5034. Any emails can be directed to Bill directly. That is bill@dryzone.com. And then, of course, our website. I always recommend people check that out. It's dryzone.com. Very simple, very easy to use.
All right. Well, folks, let's appreciate you being with Brad and his voice this morning.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I'm sure we all had a good laugh, you know. I won't do it again, I promise.
And Jason, like I said, I appreciate you started the show with me, so I always appreciate you being here.
Thanks, Bill.
So, folks, have a good week, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
You've been listening to Under Your Home with DryZone. DryZone in Milton, Delaware, your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at DryZone. 888-617-0363 or online at dryzone.com/the duck.